Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have male privilege in Switzerland, where men have to serve in the military but not women. If men don't serve, then they have to pay an extra 3% per year until they turn the age of 30. In 2014, women voted to keep conscription even though they didn't actually have to serve. They probably just voted to keep it because they like men being muscular after being forced to be in the military, because they're more physically attractive to the Swiss women. Moving on is a gym thought that pay $270 a month for a gym membership to find a new gym boyfriend. What she means is a rich boyfriend, because any man that pays almost $300 a month for a gym membership has money to burn. She says she's been working out, but it looks like she needs to work more on her personality. She even does her makeup and dresses all cutesy and still nothing. Almost $2,000 for nothing. Looks like the hunter is being hunted by the gym company. Number three, we have some simp trying to get together with his high school crush, and he says hi, and she just sends him a rate. He says that she was his crush, so in the end she offers him a 20% discount. This sucks because she should at least be giving him a 40% discount. But seriously, the joke's on her because she probably doesn't even know how to calculate 20%. Up next is fighter Shane Mosley and his ex-wife. She was awarded half of everything he earned while they were together, including three of his championship belts. She probably never threw a punch in her life and yet somehow got the prize for being the greatest prize fighter of all time. All of that for doing absolutely nothing except sucking his sushi. The moral of the story is, don't get married. Number five, it looks like Texas has stood firm against racism by firing a black female teacher that enjoys being racist because she was complaining that her sister was dating a white guy. But we all know why they fired her. The swirling sisterhood loves their white boys. You have to stay out of their way or you suffer their wrath. I can think of many other ways that she can also be punished. Up next, we have a woman saying that men need to provide everything and pay for all dates and basic living expenses to women. If they can't, then they're not real men. She looks like a single mother by the looks of the child in the background. The little girl is the biggest red flag here. I wonder if that girl's father provides all of this woman's basic living expenses. Probably not. That's why she's looking. She's a single mom that wants a man to put all his weight into the relationship and is woman-splaining to us. Number 7, WTF happened to Selena Gomez. She now looks more like Gomez Adams. I guess this is what they call the Latin Wall. Remember guys, the wall has never been defeated. I thought there's no way that's her, and so I looked this one up and found it with her with a ton of makeup. Look at the before and after, and it's only been 2 or 3 years. She didn't hit the wall. She ate it. Moving on, we have a woman praying to God that he sends her a good man. And he does, but she complains about his height only being the average of 5'9". I guess her definition of good and God's definition of good are very different. God looks like he's trying to send her a message that he did actually send her a good man. It's just that she actually put him in the friend zone like the rest of the men he sent her. Number 9, we have a man saying that his girlfriend watched the Barbie movie, and that things need to change in their life. That he needs to change. She says that there are things he needs to change or the relationship is over. Whatever happened to unconditional love? Yeah, he needs to change her for another woman, perhaps. Or better yet, no woman. Looks like Barbie is this generation's Amadeus. Up next, are femboys better than real women? The problem, of course, is that no one ever met a femboy with a self-lubricating vajayjay. It looks like even the asteroids are getting freaked out by humanity's madness these days. Number 11 is a model that accidentally slept with 50 men after attending a swingers party on a first date. Looks like she probably doubled her notch count in only one day. She calls the experience empowering, more like getting pounded. I also like that she calls herself a model, but what kind of model? With a name like Kazumi Squirts, she's probably a lonely fans model, and this is an ad dressed up as a Daily Star news article. Moving on, we have a Nigerian man that canceled his wedding after his soon-to-be wife commented under a Facebook post that she would cheat on him for $1 million. So a Nigerian guy didn't fall for a scam. What a prince. He's more like a king the way he treated her. Number 13, it looks like Russia is proposing the idea of building a conservative village for Americans who want to move to a Christian country and are tired of liberal ideology. And here we see Borat going to Russia instead of America. But how Christian is Russia really, with the highest divorce rates, AIDS rates, second most suicidal country in Europe, and one of the lowest church attendance rates in Eastern Europe? Up next, we have a nominee for Mangina of the Year. He accidentally sets fire to his flat after using 100 tea lights to say, "Marry me." Even after burning the place down, she still said yes. But you know that when they get married, they aren't going to be living there. Number 15 is what feminism really means. Men need to atone for their sin of toxic masculinity as a weak beta male. But they want certain men, the ones they are into, to not apologize for doing and saying the wrong thing as a man. But they in fact want him to say and do those toxic things once again. Someday this guy's gonna regret saying that when she falls for a conservative misogynist man. Feminism is about removing all constraints on female sexuality while maximally restricting male sexuality. Number 16, we have redhead redemption. Redheads are the closest thing to the devil, but most of you would probably still smash one. Usually they're freaks in the sheets, but batshit cray cray in the head. Bonus points if anyone can recognize this redhead with hair color that came out of a bottle. Moving on, we have Gorgoth the Destroyer, telling everyone that he/she only dates black guys. This is a trans person, though, even though in this lighting their head looks like a Mr. Potato Head doll. When the only men that will date you are black men, saying that you only date black guys is extremely obvious. This is probably what a date looks like with Gorgoth, carrying two big gulps and a handcart. Number 18, we have The Rock giving us his best No Way Jose look to a girl that has three kids, saying that you've got to go to work if you want to smooch this cooch. Come on, guys. You know she's worth it, my dude. Just look at this one, with four kids and one more on the way. She's looking for a good Christian man that can make her laugh. I would just laugh in her face and walk away. But that might be dangerous on account of she actually owns a pit bull. Up next, if you ever wonder why God invented beards, it's probably to help guys like this camouflage their weak jawlines. A better idea would be to get a chin implant, because at this point, it looks like he's got a penis tip or part of his big toe on for a chin. Of course, if he just went to the gym, he wouldn't have to do anything, jokingly, because women would probably overlook his weak chin. Number 20 is a woman that was hospitalized for 3 days after a chihuahua pooped in her mouth while she was sleeping. I guess she was just taking shit instead of giving a shit. What I don't understand is why she took a selfie of it afterwards. If I wake up and a dog pooped in my mouth, the last thing on my mind would be taking a selfie. But when you're a woman, you'll take whatever opportunity you can to get some added attention. Up next, an article discusses the struggle foreign residents feel when it comes to Korea's impossible body standards, meaning women that visit Korea are invisible to men, and they're struggling because they aren't getting any male attention. If they could only convince Korean men that land whales are women too, then all would be right in this world. Moving on is a guy that hired a stripper to come to his father's deathbed. He says he thinks it was probably a mistake, but he wanted to make him laugh one last time and also make his dick move one last time too. Come on, dude. If you're going to do this, then at least get your dad a hot one and not some chubby bumpkin. Maybe it was also a mistake because your mother was there at the same time. Who knows? Number 23 made me vomit a bit in my mouth. It says that straight men in bromances usually kiss, cuddle, and stand around naked together. No, they don't. If they do, then they're gay. But then again, this new generation of Gen Z is so heteroflexible that it might be the case. Funny enough, even gay guys don't do this. They give it up the old poop shoot, and they don't kiss. Up next is the difference between how men and women deal with their sadness. Women have a never-ending stream of emotional tampons to help them cope. Men, on the other hand, have alcohol. This is correct, yet sad at the same time. Soycidy doesn't care about men, so that means that many men have to abuse various substances to feel better about themselves. Number 25 and the last one is a UK police officer getting 7 of her co-workers to arrest an autistic girl, because the autistic girl said that she looks like a lesbian. Many people on the spectrum don't have a filter, so it's unfair that you target a disabled girl because you don't look like a woman that likes men. If she can't take criticism, then she has no right being a peace officer. Maybe she should go home and cry in her girlfriend's lap. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.